Connections, Idaho Commission for Libraries, Talking Books Service News, Summer, 2023, Volume 14, Number 2. Summer Reading with Prizes. For the first time, the Idaho Talking Books Service, TBS, is participating in the National Summer Reading Program. Along with the National Library Service, NLS, and Idaho's public libraries, the Idaho TBS is celebrating the summer reading theme, which this year is All Together Now. The theme is intended to motivate kindness, friendship, and unity. Throughout the rest of the summer, the NLS is hosting author talks online via Zoom. To participate or find out more, call a TBS Customer Service Representative, CSR, at 208-334-2150 or send an email to talkingbooks.idaho.gov. Once you state your intent to participate, you will be sent a list of optional titles to help inspire your own exploration of this year's summer reading theme. In September, call or email a TBS CSR and let them know what books you've enjoyed this summer. You will receive a reading certificate and a prize. Happy reading! TBS Connections trims down. This newsletter, the Idaho Talking Book Service, TBS Connections, has trimmed down from 12 pages to 8. The newsletter will still contain great TBS information and details about lots of wonderful titles that you can request. But the news will just be more streamlined. We hope you like this new format. Feel free to email talkingbooks.idaho.gov and let us know what you think of the shorter newsletter. Talking Books Service, 10 Squared Club. Our centenarians joining the 10 Squared Club are Barbara Brannan, who has read 77 books since joining the TBS in 2019. Irene Thompson, who has read 720 books since joining the TBS in 2007. Jacoba Van Maastricht, who has read 262 books since joining the TBS in 2019. Recent donations to the Idaho Talking Book Service, March through June 2023. General donations. Lita Carlson, Oriel Cottle, Mary DeWayne, Teresa Gross, LaRue and Martin Humphreys, David and Karen Caprell, Ralph Lehman, Kristen Lopes, Laura Love, Margaret Mortensen, Joan Perdue. Memorial donations. Colette Gilbert, in memory of Irvin Gilbert. Betty Hansen, in memory of Darlo Hansen. Christine Lopez, in memory of Roberta Dubé. Colleen Reese, in memory of Roberta Dubé. Donations are fully tax deductible as allowed by law. Make checks payable to the Idaho Commission for Libraries and mail to Idaho Talking Book Service, 325 West State Street, Boise, Idaho, 83702. Credit card donations may be made online from the Idaho Commission for Libraries website, libraries.idaho.gov/donations, or from the homepage. Click on the Donate to the ICFL button. Our sincere thanks to all who give so generously. Newly available, locally produced books. Evil. Author, Holland Peterson. Adult Fiction. Read by Chris Query. Help Wanted. Brilliant mad scientist seeks unwitting sap to serve as lab assistant at isolated countryside manor. Applicant must be comfortable working around hazardous chemicals, large volume of blood / mucus / bodily fluids, frequent explosions, and mutant kleptomaniac tarantulas. Those afraid to tamper with the laws of the universe or conjure limb-severing, tentacle-covered monstrosities need not apply. Position offers competitive pay, free room and board, and on-site medical services, likely to be used frequently. Join Necrosia Enterprises today and enjoy the honor of helping to bring in a new era of progress. Adult, strong language, violence. DBC 00855, 2011, 14 hours, 11 minutes. Poetic Justice, a memoir. Author, Byron Johnson. Adult Nonfiction. Read by Colette Cowman. In this engaging memoir, former Idaho Supreme Court Justice Byron Johnson reveals a story of life in Idaho politics, law, and literature, taking us from his Boise High School graduation in 1955 to Harvard, the 1968 Chicago Democratic Convention, a run for the U.S. Senate, raising a family during the eruptive 1960s and 70s, his appointment to the Idaho Supreme Court in 1988, an unsuccessful climb up Mount McKinley, a diagnosis of Parkinson's disease, and ultimately his devotion to poetry to explore more deeply the human truth of a time, a place, and a life. DBC 00922, 2011, 7 hours, 51 minutes. Or Perish in the Attempt, the Hardship and Medicine of the Lewis and Clark Expedition. Author, David J. Peck. Adult Nonfiction. Read by Dawn Evans. The author, ingeniously, combines the remarkable adventures of Lewis and Clark with the examination of the health problems their expedition faced. Formidable problems indeed, but the author patiently, expertly, and humorously guides readers through the medical travails of the famous journey, juxtaposing treatment then against remedy now. The result is a fascinating book that sheds new light not only on Lewis and Clark and the men and one remarkable woman, along with her infant, who accompanied them along an 8,000-mile wilderness path, but also on the practice of medicine in their time and place. DBC 00878, 2011, 14 hours, 4 minutes. Sojourner of Warren's Camp, a novel. Author, Joseph Doris. Adult Fiction. Read by Barry Estes. It is 1871 in Idaho Territory, and 14-year-old Samuel Chambers is, in many ways, already a man, After journeying west with his father in search of a golden ledge, Samuel finds himself living in the midst of a raucous mining camp filled with gold-hungry Chinese. Gold is scarce, and everyone wants it, including Samuel, whose main goal in life is to get lucky rich. But Samuel has no idea that the path to achieving his dream is lined with danger like he has never seen before. Even as danger lurks in the shadows, Samuel cannot keep his eyes off Miss Lily, a beautiful dance hall lady who intrigues him more than he would like to admit. Despite his attempts to balance a courtship with achieving his dream, nothing prepares Samuel for what is about to happen next. DBC 00792, 2013, 11 hours, 50 minutes. The Hope of Wind River, author Connie Siebert with Sandy Maxwell, adult fiction, read by Marion Stevens. Maxine Mayfield is young and beautiful and suddenly finds herself alone for the first time in her life. Now she is faced with the challenge of finding her only living relative, her brother. But when a stranger crosses her path, she is compelled to take on the added responsibility of another person as she starts her search. After all, how much trouble can a little white-haired girl be? Yeah, right. DBC 00916, 2014, 12 hours, 43 minutes. TBS order form. To order any of the books from this newsletter, write your name and address in the space indicated above and mark on the lines next to the identification number of the titles you want. Then mail the form. Postage is not required. These titles are also available for download from Bard. To register for Bard, call the Talking Books Service at 800-458-3271 or visit nlsbard.loc.gov. Rebecca's Reads by TBS Customer Service Representative Rebecca Allering. Order these books on page 6 of this newsletter. The 7½ Deaths of Evelyn Hardcastle. Author Stuart Turton. Adult Fiction. Read by James Cameron Stewart. Evelyn Hardcastle will die every day until Aiden Bishop can identify her killer and break the cycle. But every time the day begins again, Aiden wakes up in the body of a different witness, and some of his hosts are more helpful than others. Violence, some strong language, and descriptions of sex. Commercial audiobook. DB 092678, 2018, 17 hours, 6 minutes. The Honey Don't List, author Christina Lauren. Adult Fiction. Read by John Root. Carrie Douglas has worked for home remodeling and design gurus Melissa and Rusty Tripp for nearly a decade, helping them build their empire. There's only one problem. America's favorite couple can't stand each other. She and Rusty's reluctant assistant, James, have to handle the feuding couple during a book tour. Unrated. Commercial audiobook. DB 099241, 2020, 7 hours, 32 minutes. The Newcomer, author Mary Kay Anders, adult fiction, read by Kathleen McInerney. After she discovers her sister, Tanya, dead in New York, Letty Carnahan is certain Tanya's ex, a sleazy real estate entrepreneur, killed her. Letty grabs her niece and goes on the run, finding refuge in the sleepy retirement community of Treasure Island, Florida. Unrated. DB103190, 2021, 14 hours, 33 minutes. The Bookwoman's Daughter, author Kim Michelle Richardson, adult fiction, read by Katie Shore. As the daughter of the famed Troublesome Creek Packhorse librarian, Honey and her family have been hiding from the law in the Kentucky mountains all of her life. But when her parents are imprisoned, Honey must fight to stay free or risk being sent away forever. Sequel to The Bookwoman of Troublesome Creek, DB095243. Some Violence, commercial audiobook, DB108304, 2022, 10 hours, 32 minutes. For assistance or to comment about the Idaho Talking Book Service, please call 800-458-3271, weekdays from 8 a.m. to 4:45 p.m. Mountain Time, or send an email to talkingbooks@libraries.idaho.gov. To order this newsletter on cartridge, choose Connections, Idaho Talking Book Service News on cartridge. To order this newsletter in Braille, choose Connections, Idaho Talking Book Service News in Braille. For an audio version, PDF, or to subscribe to this newsletter via email, visit libraries.idaho.gov/TBS. To download this newsletter via the online catalog, search Connections, Idaho Talking Book Service News. End of Connections, Idaho Commission for Libraries, Talking Book Service News, Summer 2023, Volume 14, Number 2. Recorded in the studios of the Idaho Commission for Libraries, Talking Book Service, August 2023. Read by Sue Vapp. Monitored by Regina Ridgway. Reviewed by Jack Weinberg. This project is made possible, in part, by the Institute of Museum and Library Services.